Hi, this is Bobby Warren with Zest for Life podcast on the Z Section blog, and I'm here with my wonderful wife, Wendy Warren, who just wrote a book. And what's the name of your book?
Princess Grace, A Tale of Faith, Hope, and Love.
You describe your book as a fairy tale, is that correct?
It is.
When I talk to people about fairy tales, they automatically think it is a children's book, but it's not, is it?
No, I mean, you can read it to kids, but it's more a book about a happy ending. I guess that's what it is. I wanted to write a book that had a happy ending, and a fairy tale typically does.
And so, how did you come to write this?
Well, I've always liked to write, and so I thought it would be cool to write a story, an allegorical story, about God's love for us, and I thought a fairy tale would be a good form to put it in.
Have you encountered any other books like yours in the sense that it's a fairy tale? It's not inappropriate for children, but that wasn't your main audience, was it?
No. I don't know if I've ever encountered a fiction book. I've seen some Christian books about women being princesses and realizing their standing with God. And I guess that's one of the things I find so interesting is, like, I always liked princesses. I always liked the fairy tale, Once Upon a Time They Lived Happily Ever After. And I was, you know, it seemed unattainable. And then in recent years, I realized that because of who we are in God and Christ and how he created us, we're heirs with Christ into the kingdom, and Christ is king, and that therefore makes us, you know, royalty in that sense. And so that's how I got to the point where I'm a princess. Actually, all women are princesses, and because they're loved by God. And so I guess it just is a natural flow to a fairy tale for me.
Now, you once worked with a guy who said called you a princess, right?
Yeah, he thought I was spoiled.
And are you?
Oh, yes. You spoil me a lot.
If someone asks you about your book, how do you describe it?
Basically, an allegorical tale about God's love for us. You describe it a lot better, saying it's a fairy tale about a princess being kidnapped from her home and rescued. And in the meantime, my princess tells the people she encounters about God, about her father, who obviously the allegory is God and his love, and that gives her strength to remember her father's love and sharing that with others.
What I find interesting is that it's an overtly Christian story. However, it's not wrapped up in Christian language.
Oh, kind of like the Book of Esther, I would suppose. It's exactly like that, except mine's not inspired by God.
You were motivated by God.
I guess I was.
In working on the project with you, you know, that's one of the things that struck me is the deep Christian message, but it's contained in language in which anyone could read it and find themselves wrapped up in a wonderful tale.
Thank you. I'm glad it does. I hope it reaches people. We've talked about this, but I hope that it can make somebody read it and look into God, want to like investigate who God is and perhaps have a relationship with him. Where I was frustrated with the writing process quite a bit, I think the tale itself is much better because of it, and maybe will lead people to want to know more about God.
Speaking of the writing process, a lot of people helped with the project.
Yes.
You had LK Design do the illustrations.
Yes, my friend in Armenia.
You had Janine Kendall did some of the original copy editing, and so provided us with some nice clean copy. Then Janine and Lydia Gehring kind of brainstormed some ideas for the cover. And then Linda Hall, who was going to do some editing, but she ended up doing what we call content editing and asking you to shape the story. Can you talk about that process?
Sure. You come home and you say, Linda Hall really loves your story, but... And then it was, change the beginning and change the end. And I'm like, really? For a writer, I think it's always humbling. You know, you think you're putting out a good product, for lack of a better word. Then there's people who want me to fix it. And the initial response is like, no, it is good as it is. But because of the challenge, and I have to mull things over for a little bit before I actually can do it and accept that, you know, other people have good opinions. It was really good advice. So it made me fix my story so that it's even better than it was, and explore some things that I didn't initially when I wrote this story. Yeah, so I really appreciate Linda's input a lot, but she wouldn't have liked to see me typing it up. I was not happy when I was doing it. But it turned out great. So.
And so where can we get your book?
You can get it on Amazon.com. If you type in Wendy, W-E-N-D-I, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, it goes right to my book. And even though it says, are you sure you don't mean Wendy with a Y? You don't. And it's available right now for $2.99 on Amazon.com.
Yes, so we have the introductory price going for a while, so people want to take advantage of that. Anything else?
I just want to say that I really appreciate all the support and encouragement I got from you. I wrote this story back in 2008, or even before then. Never thought anything would happen with it. I enjoyed the story, but you know, you read it once or twice and then put it on the shelf. And now it's available on Amazon's shelf for whoever wants it. And I wouldn't be there if it hadn't been for your encouragement. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate the encouragement from Judy Hinkle and Angie Smith and all my friends. When I tell them about my story, they're all excited. So that's pretty cool. It's just an exciting process.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, this is Bobby Warren from the Z Section Blog with special guest Wendy Warren. I'm Wonderful Wife. Hey, thanks for listening.